and much of central Washington remains at extreme risk for wildfires. But fire managers west of the Cascades are worried that this may be an unusual wildfire season here as well. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
This is a sound you don't normally hear this time of year. The crunch of extremely dry vegetation.
We're at the edge of a gravel road. The weeds are already turning brown.
That's Linda Vane. She works in the forestry program at the King County Department of Natural Resources. In a normal year, she says, there should still be some moisture in the ground that would dampen the risk of wildfires.
I'm nervous this year. Homeowners are telling me their plants are drier than they've ever seen them. Soil that normally has some moisture in it is completely dry. Tree limbs that normally stand up and have a lot of prickiness are drooping.
Vane's job is to help communities in King County prepare for the possibility of wildfires. And through a program called FireWise, she teaches people what they can do to make their homes more fire resistant. There's a long checklist of things to do, and it starts with creating a survivable space at least 30 feet from your home by keeping roofs and gutters clear, moving firewood away from the house, and pruning back trees and shrubs.
If you have shrubs growing over your windows, lower them. So in the event that that shrub catches fire, it doesn't cause your windows to shatter and let burning embers blow into the home.
The tiny community of Lake Alice at the base of the Cascades has been following the FireWise guidelines. Richard Werlein says wildfires could present a particular risk here.
Living in a community that's isolated from the rest of the county, where there's one road in and one road out, we're keenly aware of the fact that should a fire start at the bottom of the hill, we're pretty trapped.
Werlein says he's taken some steps to make his home more fire safe. For example, he's just cleared the brush from around his wooden deck and replaced it with gravel. But looking around his property, he sees more things to do.
These trees are way too close to the house, and we're debating whether to cut them down right now.
Linda Vane says homeowners shouldn't feel intimidated by all of the FireWise recommendations. Even changing one thing, she says, can reduce the risk of wildfires. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.